The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to
I think I forgot to tell you that Louise Fetteplace's mother passed away last week, and Gordon and Louise are in Wisconsin. The service will be this Wednesday in Wisconsin. You always surprise me. When I came to the church this morning, I found this book, Where You Honor Me, on my 50th anniversary of my ordination. And there are many kind thoughts in here, and I thank you very much. Let's pick up where we left off last week. If you recall, last week we had that first reading from the book of Nehemiah, and Prophet Ezra stood up and read from the book of the law, and the people were mesmerized by God's word. If you recall last Sunday's first reading, they were attentive. They were listening attentively to God's word. And last Sunday's gospel, there's Jesus in his hometown, and he goes into the synagogue and he opens up the scroll and says these marvelous words, and people were amazed. They were mesmerized by the words that Jesus said. Oh, how wonderful his words are. How wonderful this young man from our hometown is. Today's gospel picks up from where we left off. All spoke well of Jesus and were amazed at the glorious words that came out of his mouth. But as we hear today's gospel, that feeling didn't last very long. In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus preaches these wonderful words, and the people say, "Oh, these words are such a comfort to us." But what's going on in today's gospel? Jesus is saying, God reaches out to foreigners. God reaches out to somebody in Syria. It's right here in the gospel. God reaches out to this woman who is a foreigner. All the people wanted to hear the comforting words for them. But what happened when they heard that God loves all people? They were filled with rage. They were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and tried to throw him off a cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. In today's celebrate insert, it says, "Take heed, lest the glory of God slip through your midst unnoticed." Oh, there was Jesus in the synagogue. The people loved what he had to say, but as soon as he said, "Hey, God loves people who are not like you. God loves people who are different from you," the people were filled with rage. Oh, how fickle people can be. We're told in the gospel that Jesus passed right through them. He escaped them. They wanted to throw him off a cliff, but he passed through them. Not only did Jesus pass through them, what passed through them was his words. His words went through one ear and out the other. That happens, doesn't it? There are those who hear the words of Jesus, and if those words comfort them, oh, that's good. But if those words of Christ cause them a little bit of discomfort, they're not too happy. They just let the words of Christ go through one ear and out the other. Let's not let that happen to us. We are called to love unconditionally, as God loves. We are called to love unconditionally as Jesus loved people. Remember last Sunday, Jesus spoke those marvelous words about how God cares for people who are oppressed. God cares for people who are oppressed. And the people thought, oh, these are wonderful words from Joseph's son. But then when Jesus started to say, God cares for people in these other countries, they were filled with rage. And they tried to throw him off a cliff. How do we throw Jesus off a cliff today? Well, we don't. But are there times when his words, when the gospel goes through one ear and out the other? Take heed, lest the glory of God goes through your midst unnoticed. Jesus does not change his message for anyone. He doesn't change his message. His message, the gospel, is consistent. Love others with all your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with all that you've got. Love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with all your strength. Don't love injustice. Don't love wickedness. Love as God loves. Last Sunday, we prayed to God that he would help us to inwardly digest his words, to take his words into us and act upon those words. When the words of Christ come to us through the Holy Gospel, let's not have those words pass through us. Let's digest those words and walk along with Jesus. Don't let him pass through you. Pass along with him and put his words into action. Don't let the words of Christ just hang there. Digest them. Listen to them. Listen attentively. Listen to the words of Christ that comfort you, but also listen to the words of Christ that cause you some discomfort. As you know, neither a cliff nor a cross can stop Jesus. He keeps on moving. He keeps on loving. He keeps on forgiving. He keeps on increasing in you and me the gifts of faith, hope, and love. And as we know, as Gene read so well, the greatest of these is love. Don't let faith and hope and love slip through you. Let them abide in you. Let them abide within you. Don't let them pass through one ear and out the other. Amen.